B'tochen for Life, Shir 1767, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshias Bahar B'chukaisai. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored, Lili Nishmas, Moshe Ben Chaim Yehuda, whose yard site is today. The Schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizuk of all of the listeners should Be'ezer Hashem send him an Eloi Neshama, and he should be Zeiche to a Lichtig Gan Eden. One of our listeners reached out with an interesting question. We discussed it already. We just wanted to bring it out because it's a perfect example how to understand Hishtadlus. The question is that this individual saw a clip of a frum man who's very old, and he came out with a book on how to eat healthy, exercise, do everything that's healthy. And he claims that because he's so careful to do these things, that's why he's still alive. While many other people his age were nifter already, or Rachmanel Islan, they have illnesses. And he quotes the pasuk, V'nishmartem ma'oid l'nafshei seichem. We see the emphasis that a person has to guard his nefesh. So our listener asked, we see over here, there's plenty of people that are Baruch Hashem very young and they're healthy. And as they get older, they get weaker. And people that put in the effort to stay in shape are healthier. So how is it possible to say that Hishtadlus does nothing? What's the understanding that this individual, who's eating healthy, exercising, that he, Baruch Hashem, was Zeicha to live long, and he's healthy, and another person who's not eating so healthy is not healthy? Apparently, Hishtadlus makes a difference. Apparently, the Torah tells us to do Hishtadlus. Apparently, Hishtadlus can impact our lives. Now, we discussed this already. I just want to bring it out because it's important to understand the answer to this question. It's going to look like Hishtadlus makes a difference. Because if it wouldn't look like that, there would be no nisyonos, there would be no tests in this world. So it's very, very possible that a person who eats healthy will live long. It's also possible that a person who eats healthy will not live long. But we'll leave that on the side for a minute. A person could exercise and a person could do everything that's very important for health and they could be zeicha to be healthy. But you know what? It has absolutely nothing to do with what they did. And it's very, very possible that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam arranged that they should have that motivation to eat healthy because they were supposed to live long and have a healthy life. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam motivated them to do these actions. And then they connected the dots and decided that the reason why they're living long is because they're eating healthy or exercising or whatever else they're doing. It has nothing to do with that. That being said, there's still a pasuk of Nishmarta Ma'id L'Nafshei Seichem. A person still has a responsibility to maintain his health and do whatever is necessary to be healthy. But that's Hishtadlus, like every other form of Hishtadlus. So this applies in many areas. We'll just bring it out over here because people struggle with this. A person should exercise whatever is necessary. A person should eat healthy. A person should make sure to maintain a healthy lifestyle because that's what the Baruch Shalom wants you to do. Ultimately, does Hishtadlus make a difference? No. Whatever the Baruch Shalom wants will happen. So if a person ate healthy and maintained a healthy lifestyle, and Baruch Hashem, their Zeicha to be healthy, they should thank the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that he gave them health. They should continue eating healthy because that's what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants them to do. But they should understand that ultimately it was not the eating healthy that kept them living long and being healthy. Rather, it was the Rebbeinu Shel Olam.